Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The top five at five.
The league is going to officially suspend play for this evening.
The Bills-Bengals game suspended after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin goes into cardiac arrest following a hit. The suspect in the New Year's Eve machete attack on three NYPD officers admits to Islamic extremism. More allegations of lying from the ex-boyfriend of Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos, who's under federal and local investigation over his false claims. The quadruple murder suspect in the University of Idaho killings plans to waive extradition. Cardinal Timothy Dolan in Rome, among tens of thousands of mourners paying tribute to the late Pope Benedict XVI. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin in critical condition this morning at a hospital after collapsing and going into cardiac arrest during Monday night's Bills-Bengals game. The 24-year-old Hamlin stood up then collapsed following the hit. Medical personnel revived Hamlin. He was rushed to a hospital. Players and personnel knelt on the field. CNN sports anchor Corey Wire, who played for the Bills, said the experience rang a little too close to home for him.
One time when I was in college playing for Stanford, we were playing against the Washington Huskies, and their safety came up to make a hit, much like DeMar, and he got paralyzed from the waist down. And then when I played for the Buffalo Bills, my teammate Kevin Everett, we were covering a kickoff together, and he got paralyzed. So seeing those scenes, you know, kind of brings it back.
The game suspended with 5:58 left in the first quarter. The NFL then officially postponed the contest about an hour later, shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern time. Well, the main team charged in that attack on three NYPD officers has now made statements to investigators that strengthen their belief the attack was motivated by Islamic extremism. 19-year-old Trevor Bickford told cops he shouted "Allahu Akbar" before allegedly attacking three officers with a knife New Year's Eve. Bickford was charged Monday afternoon with attempted murder as well as assault. New York City Mayor Eric Adams praised the efforts of officers on the scene.
New Yorkers visited here. They visited and saw thousands of officers who were in the area making sure that we could have a safe bringing in the New Year's. And the three officers involved in this incident, they were doing just that.
Upon arrival in New York, the suspect made a large donation with cash to the Bowery Mission, where investigators believe was meant to satisfy a Muslim tenant of charity. Investigators also looking into what brought Bickford to a park in Queens, Forest Park, Queens, when he arrived in Manhattan on December 29th, it's a remote part of the city there, and whether or not he intended to meet anybody is under investigation. More allegations of lying against Long Island Representative-elect George Santos. Despite federal and local investigations, he is scheduled to be sworn in today as the 118th Congress convenes in Washington, D.C. Representative Kevin Brady spoke to Fox News Sunday.
One, he can try to politically ride it out. We've seen that happen in Washington, D.C., or he can take the tougher choice, which is, I think, look, own every lie that he's made, apologize to everyone and anyone for as long as it takes. But secondly, you got to change your life here. There's a real problem here.
His former live-in boyfriend, Pedro Villarva, told the New York Times that he discovered Santos's alleged dishonesty more than a decade ago. Well, the teenage suspect in the fatal stabbing of four University of Idaho college students is due in court today. It's expected that Brian Christopher Koberger will waive extradition back to Idaho, where he faces four counts of first-degree murder. He's scheduled to appear in Monroe County Court this afternoon for that extradition hearing. Hayden Stinchfield, who was a student in the class that Koberger was a teacher's assistant in, spoke to CNN about his experiences with Koberger.
Definitely around then, he started grading everybody just 100s. Not like you pretty much, if you turned something in, you were getting high marks, and he stopped leaving notes. It was just, he seemed preoccupied is what I would have said at the time. And now obviously he seems like he was probably pretty preoccupied.
and Koberger, expected to be returned to Idaho within 72 hours of today's hearing. Koberger's family said there are no words that can adequately express the sadness we feel in an issued statement. Over 65,000 mourners have paid respects to the late Pope Benedict XVI as he lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome Monday. Thousands and thousands of people filed by to pay tribute. The increasingly frail 95-year-old former pontiff passed away Saturday. Here's what mourners from all around the world had to say.
Pope Benedict was, before all, a man of faith, personal faith, very profound and solid.
We thought he was a wonderful man and appreciated his pontificate and his guidance.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan in Rome for funeral services for the late pontiff. The funeral of Benedict XVI will be held at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, January 5th.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.